Blog Talk Radio.
This is Beth Vita Harris coming to you one more time from Memphis, Tennessee, bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm the producer and whatever they do. I produce this show to the best of my knowledge with the Holy Ghost. I'm still learning. Some things I don't know, but I'm learning. And once I get more time to retire, I'm going to dedicate it even more so. And get it together more than it is. But I thank the Lord as well as it is that I can come on the air and pray and say a few words for Jesus. Now the music I'm playing, I do not own the copyright to this music. I have learned I need to say that too. And praise the Lord. So we just come out of a bad, where we still, we had a bad ice storm in Memphis, Tennessee. This is February the 6th, a Sunday evening. And for the last couple of days, we have had ice, we had ice storm. It was bad. So many thousands of people, lights were off. Mine was off too. But look why, I thank the Lord. But you know what? When things like this happen, you learn, you have to think about the Lord, because being in a cold house is not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. And you have to wait for they to turn you, you know, for them to cut the, get the trees off the telephone line, power line. And it was really bad. It was bad now. And so many people went to hotel just full to their capacity. They couldn't take any more. And it's bad. You can put cover on you, but Lord knows, you have to put a lot of cover on you when you have to stay in the house more than one time, more than one day, more than one night. Ooh, my feet got cold. My hand got cold. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my legs started aching. I called on him. Lord, turn these lights back on. You have to pray. You have to pray. I'm not saying my prayer. Yeah, my prayer helped me. Got my lights back on. It was out for about 6 hours. So and some people, like my, you know, at this particular time that I'm speaking, some of them might not be, have turned back on now. It's been about, that storm came, you see, Saturday, Friday, I think Thursday. Whew. And this is Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And some people light still off. Ooh, let us pray that the light will be turned on. Ooh, my Lord. And just think about the homeless people. Don't have anywhere to go. You know, they have a shelter, you know, they have don't have anywhere to go. They got to go to a shelter. You have to go to a place to come where you can go, where you can get warm. And, yeah, but I'm talking about this because, I was in it, and it's more than a notion. The lights out, and you don't have many chores, you know, and you have the mercy of the people. You have the mercy. You're mercy of the government, because they the one, you know, they get, you know, everything is modern now, you know, technology, and a lot of people don't have fireplaces, you know, where you can burn your wood, or something, because some places, some people don't have homes, you know. And so, well, some apartments have fireplaces too. Well, I got a fireplace, but I didn't burn it. I'm gonna learn how to burn it when I have. I wanted one because in case something like that happened, I can, you know, you can, that can make you a fire. Oh, my Lord, I know I'm talking, but look, when you've been in a storm, you gonna run your mouth. You gonna talk. You be in a storm. You be glad to talk about the goodness of the Lord and then how he brought you out. If you've never been a storm, no, you're right. You would know what I'm talking about. I'm getting what you say. Oh, you're just ramming. Honey, shoot. In a cold house. Oh, my God. And no heat. You have water. No heat. And then, too, when my lights came back on and I was thinking about, Lord, I hope the thermostat on my, the power light on my hot water tank. I hope I have some hot water. I was scared I didn't have any hot water when the lights came on. But I did. Thank the Lord I did have hot water. I thank the Lord for that. Okay, let's see the prosperity. Let me give a sign. Let me get a sign out of the top of my mouth. Let me play another song. Yes, Lord. Yes, yeah. Oh, God.
Just look. going away. Well, we all got to go away one day. We all going away one day. I just want to go to the right place, that's all. Just want to go to the right place. And I know you want to go to the right place, too. My God, my God. Yeah, this event better have see the prosperity broadcast. Got to get things lining up, praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. Whew. Every time you knew, time you gonna do something for the Lord, the devil always getting in the midst of. He gonna rattle your chain. He gonna shake that dough now. Don't you ever think he not? You start doing something for the Lord, he gonna shake that dough. And if you're not strong, he gonna knock that dough down. He gonna open that dough. Oh my God, my God, my God. Oh my Lord, I said it just came out of an ice storm in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Fairweather City. I guess I see it talking about it. It was rough. Shoot. I didn't go to work. Don't you get tired? Man, I tell you too. I'm tired of working. I'm tired of going to work. I thank the Lord for my job. I've been on there a long time. But I'm ready to come off of it now. I'm tired. You tired. When you get a certain age, you tired. Tired of working. Going through the snow and the storm and the tornadoes and the tree falling down in the street and the leaves and stuff. No, you tired. You get tired. If you get a certain age, you tired of working. And I have come to a point I am tired of working. You know, after you have worked long enough, I'm not telling you tired of working. You ain't worked but 1 year or 6 months and say you tired of working. I'm not talking about you all lazy people that do not want to work. I'm talking about people that have worked and worked and worked and worked. You get to the point you tired. Old body tired. My God, my God. Yeah, let me pray for those people that are tired of working and you retirement age. You tired of working. You want to retire. I'm going to pray for you all right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the one, Lord, they tired of working. They get tired. They done worked. They had worked. They've been faithful to their job. And they tired, Lord. Oh, let them be able to come off of those jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them to come off of those jobs. They done worked long enough. Take out their job so they can retire and enjoy some of their benefits, enjoy the rest of the year that they got. Name of Jesus. Just work, work, work. They've been working, working, working. Time for them to come out and rest. Rest. You know, rest. I mean, not rest, but rest where they can do what they want to do. Get up when they want to get up. And then maybe they might take on another harvest, Father, but they tired. Give them the strength to come out and when to tell them when to come out and what day and everything. Talk to them, Father. Name of Jesus. This is serious. They tired. Their body's tired. The body's tired. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You send a special prayer out for those that, Lord, they want to retire. Retirement age. The old body is wearing down. They have aches and pain in their body. They tired of working. Going through the ribbon roll. Going through the heavy trapping and the way these people dive and leave day four, scared to get on the road. You never know when they're going to shoot you. And you're just sitting there. They were shooting your car. You haven't said nothing, haven't done nothing. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. They tired, because I'm tired. My God, make a way for me to, oh, God, show me when. Name of Jesus, because I'm tired myself. And I know I can talk to you, Jesus. And that's what I know what they're feeling, too. Some of them feeling the same way I feel. They tired of working. They've been working a long time. They tired of working. Name of Jesus. Give strength to their body. Heal their body. Give strength to their body, Father. In the name of Jesus. Meet their financial needs and let them be able to have a good retirement pension. Retirement, whatever they're going to get. Bless them, Lord. Through a hundredfold. Bless them. Send them a double blessing that way. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. This is just better habits. Oh, my. I still can say anything. I try to say what's right, though. I still can say anything, whatever the Lord leads me to say. And what I'm talking about, the elderly are to teach and train the young. The elderly are to teach and train the young. The grown people, need to teach the young children the young women, the young men, and the older men need to teach the young men, and the older women need to teach the young girls. They need to teach them. Baby can't. Who gonna teach them? Baby can't teach babies. They don't know what they're talking about. They haven't been through nothing. They haven't been through a storm. Baby can't teach babies. That's a problem. That's a problem with the children right now. Is baby having babies, and you can't, and they have not been raised. These children have not been raised, and that's the problem. That's number one of the problem. Have not been raised. When we was raised, the young folks said to the elderly people, we wouldn't dream of saying it or doing it. They would cuss an old woman out, an old man out before you even bat eye. Well, ain't no way in the world we'd do stuff like that. No, it just didn't come up to do that kind of stuff. No, we give them respect. Now they don't give anybody respect. So the worst thing, they don't give their mom and daddy respect. They cuss their mom and daddy out. Excuse me. You think my daddy would let us cuss him out? I don't care how mad you got. You don't cuss, no, we wouldn't cuss my daddy out. No, and you wasn't talking about trying to hit him, neither trying to whoop him. Because he would have got a gun and kill you. And he wasn't playing. He said, nuh-uh, I kill you. I would kill you dead. We wouldn't dream of trying to cuss our daddy and try to fight our daddy. Young folks would fight the daddy and cuss the daddy and the mama out too. When I was growing up, that was a no-no. My daddy did not play. You don't cuss me out. You don't try to jump on me. Oh, Lord, no. They weren't even in our most terrible area, jumping on our parents and cussing them out. Oh, Lord, no. But young folks do it now. They do it now. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. My Lord, my time is, haven't been raised. What do you expect? They haven't been raised. They just haven't been letting them raise themselves. Children are smart these days. They don't have to be no 10 or 12 years old, 2 or 3 years old. They got plenty of sin. And you think it's funny when they started using bad words and stuff. But sometimes the bad words come from because they hear us enough using those bad words. They hear it on TV. Bad words and do things, think it's funny. Oh, it's funny. No, you need to train them the way to go. You need to train them. My Lord, that's the problem. I'm going to read Titus. I had this book, Titus. Titus 2. Okay. Titus in the New Testament. Titus 2, 5. Titus 2, 3 to 5. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accuser, not given too much wine, teachers of good things, that they might teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keeper. One minute, let me see how this thing, let me see my page. Keeper. At home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blaspheming. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said young women, the age. Yeah. The young men, the older men and the young men and the older women, the young men. The men and the older men, they supposed to be teaching young men. And the young and the women, teaching young women how to cook and how to keep their house and how to dress and how to be chaste and how to be, how to be loving. What's that? Not giving too much wine, teaches a good thing. That they might teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children,
chaste, keep her at home, or obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blaspheming. Blaspheming. That's why it's a mother, it's a daddy, and it's a child. A mother has one definition, a father has another definition, and a child have another definition. They do not mean the same. That's why they have a mama and a dad and a child. Child needs to stay in their place. You teach the children to stay in their place. So when you want to teach them. Yeah, you teach them. Some of them, they tell you, well, you know, my mama didn't teach me like that. My mama didn't teach me that much, that way. And they get shamed sometimes, and oh, my mama didn't teach me that way. And some young people will open the door, hold the door for a mama, a lady, an elderly lady, and some of them beat them elderly women and women in the door, you know, before them, you know. And so, you know, what is they worry about the children? That's why the children so bad. You know what? It's not that the children bad. But what they need to do, have raised children. They need to put the mom and dad in jail. That's what they need to do. Put them in jail 1 or 2 days. That's what they need to do. You didn't raise them, 99. You need to go in jail with them. No. And sometimes, you know, the children haven't been raised. Then sometimes your mom haven't been raised. You're going to teach them. That's bad too. Some Hispanics have not raised and they go from generation to generation. You have some people just cuss, use profanity all the time. The mama uses, the daddy uses. You know, the whole family use profanity. And then you know the children gonna start using profanity. And he posts cuss in a minute. You know, where all these profanity words come out of these people's mouths? They cuss in a minute. You know, just say they don't say it. They just words just come out their mouth. They don't care who around them. These men, I hear some women. I hear some young girls. Their mouth was bad too. It's not nice. And they put, it's not nice. Then you want the teacher to raise them and teach them and train them. Sometimes, you know, and another thing they said, when the children be out of school, and it's bad that your mother said, I'd be so glad when you go back to y'all, go back to school. You know, why should you put your bad children on the teacher? If you don't want to deal with them, how do you think the teacher want to deal with these bad kids? And the parents have said it a lot of times, I'd be so glad when y'all go back to school. I'd be so glad, you know. And those are your children, but you want a teacher. But you want to put them off on the teacher. You know, y'all know you do that. You know that's bad. You know that's terrible. I'm talking about the elderly are to teach and train the young. That's why you supposed to teach and train them. How you expect a child to know something? You got to train them. Just like you train them how to tie their shoes. They don't know how to tie their shoes all at once. You teach them how to tie their shoes. Teach them how to tie their shoes. Teach these girls how to cook and clean up. Now, I know, and I don't know why these girls, they don't want to learn how to sew or knit and crochet. They're too dumb. You know, you got to wear, get mad, you need to sew a button on your husband's shirt. You know, they don't want to do that. They don't want to knit and crochet and sew. And make curtains, you know. Oh no, they don't. No, they. Nuh-uh. Ask whatever hobby. Somebody don't even have a hobby. Don't want to do anything, but run around and get high on drugs and stuff. You know, and some of them got so much potential. Smart. They don't use it. And they say, well, we know. We can't do this, you know, we don't have opportunity. You know what? You prepare yourself. God will open up that door for you. You don't deal with what somebody else don't have. God will open up that door for you. Every tub has stone his own bottom. It's you and Jesus. He opened up that door for you now. He opened up that door for you. He opened up that door for me. Sure. You know, he was there with you. He told me. He gave me the wisdom. You learn how to type. Learn how to type. Told me, learn how to type. Said, you learn how to type. Some people just want somebody just to type a label on a name on a label. You know, once you get to put in the note, just type the name on the label. Once you pass the type and test, he told me to learn how to type. That's what I need. I tell anybody, you need to learn how to type. Learn how to type. They need somebody to know how to type. And you get there and you just type in labels or type in numbers or just little or nothing, just names on the name on a folder or something. Just know how to hold your hands on the keyboard, the typing keyboard. Learn how to type. Pass that test. Pass that typing test. Pass it. That's how I got in. I passed that typing test. I practiced day and night. Shoot. Didn't have a job, you know, once your unemployment go out, didn't have a job. And my friend told me, you know, they would have. And so you had to pass the typing test and 10 key. Shoot. I got me a book. I had me a typewriter and a 10 key, and I practiced day and night. Sure did. Passed that test. Got that job. Now I'm ready to get off of it. Now I'm tired. I'm ready to retire now from the job. Yes, but I sure. I'm telling you. You know, the job is, you just do. Just do. You know? You know, your parents teach and train. And my mother always told me, said, get an education. Said, get an education. Said, I want y'all to get you all the education. She said, so won't no man make a fool out you and misuse you. If you're able to make a living for yourself. My mother told me that, able to make a living for yourself. Get your education. Go to college. Go to trade school. Go to vacation school. Don't sit there and don't do nothing but have babies. Or run around and go from this club to that club having a party. Party time is over now. Shoot, you almost can't even go anywhere these days the way this virus is going around. My God. Yeah, this event been having, talking about the old people. The elderly people should teach the young. No, they should teach the young how to live, how to be saved and how to serve the Lord. Women should teach the young women. All the women, they teach the young women how to dress and how to carry themselves. You know? The elder men teach the young men how to do this and how to do that. You know? You all know I'm telling the truth. Teach them. Praise the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yeah, I was coming from Titus. Coming from Titus. My God. Titus. Oh, my Lord. Shoot. Titus 2:3-5. Titus. Teach it. Got to, and that's, you know, that, really, that's common sense right there. That's common sense. Teach them. Don't you teach the children how to do this and how to do that? Don't they want to teach the children something? Teach them. You know, teach your child when you go in somebody's house. They go all over the house. My mother told me, you go somebody's house, you get somewhere and sit down. When you go to church, you get somewhere and you sit down. You don't walk all over the church. You don't go visit people and you go all over their house and messing with the stuff, looking in their drawers and stuff. So you sit down. And some people don't want some children to even come to the house because they're always bothering something, breaking something. And the mother just sit there and look at them. You know, don't say a word. Oh, my God. So, no. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all don't want you all friends to come over with their children because their children are bad. They bad children. They won't mind, and you won't make them mind. You won't say nothing. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. My Lord. Train you. Young men. Older men train these young men. Older women train these young women. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here.
Anybody feel it tonight?
Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power
Yes, no. The presence of the Lord is here. My God. My God, my God. Yes, this is Evangeline Harris from Memphis, Tennessee. Whew. Through this ice storm weekend. My Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the people. First thing, Lord, have you done anything? Misuse somebody, hurt somebody, feeling a sin? Forgive me, Father. I want this prayer to go through, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't want no hindrance in this prayer, Father. Forgive me of any trespasses that I've done things against your will or you're not pleased with. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Name of Jesus, Lord. Touch the people's heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Work your way out of no way for them, Father. Touch their body. Touch their body. Whatever that problem is, wherever that those aches and pain, discomfort is, Lord, touch that part of the body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that stomach, heal that stomach, Lord. Heal the stomach, Lord, where it's been cut on. Heal the, do, bring healing. I speak healing to the body, healing to the mind, in the name of Jesus. Healing to the body, healing to the mind, in the name of Jesus. Regulate minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Regulate blood pressure. Regular heart problem in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Give. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Oh, we depend on the doctor too much. We depend on the doctor all the time, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, when the doctor gives you up, Lord, we got to depend on you, Lord Jesus. Oh, make a way for us. Make a way for us, Father. In the name of Jesus. Heal the body. Heal the body. Heal the body. The aches and the pain and the discomfort, Lord. Whatever making them discomfort, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, intervene, Holy Spirit. Intervene. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, oh, God. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, we're going to have another song. Praise the Lord.
Well, 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 well.
It was, sure enough, a happy day.
My Lord.
How, how happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed
the Lord.
Oh, when he
washed.
Wash my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah.
Ooh, for the stones roll away. Yes, it was. Oh, yeah.
Wash my sins away.
Gentlemen, my friend, Miss Mavis Staples.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mrs. Zanzan Harris. Bring you to see the prosperity broker. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Yes. I'm talking about the elderly are to teach and train the young. You know, that's so bad. Almost 90 years.
There's a train coming. Don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage out. We can just thank the Lord. You tell us, people get ready. There's a train to Georgia. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. All we need is faith to hear the deep of heart. We don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord. You can just step on board. But all you need is a little faith. You can hear the diesel run. You ain't even got to have no bags. You can just get on board. Hell, why don't you help me tell them? Get ready for the train to Georgia.
Count his head with wisdom, even more so, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch his head, mate, by his side, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. My Lord, God is so good. God is so good. Yes, I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, my pastor. Oh, touch him, whatever he is right now, touch him. Let him feel your presence. Let him feel your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give him what to say, how to say it. Oh, anoint him to preach to more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift the burden off him. There, be a burden on him. Lift the burden off, Father. Because the church is in, give the church to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Bless all the young ministers, Lord, that's teaching and carrying your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need you. Oh, we need you. Get the altar. Just call on you, Lord. We don't need to let you go. Just call on you. Bless the Lord. I'm calling on you, Lord. Bless, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the people on the sound of my voice. Bless in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing, all kinds of healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it take place over this airways. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. Let healing. Let deliverance, supernatural deliverance. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. My Lord. I got power in the blood. Praise God.
Now tell me what can wash away my sins. I know that it's nothing but the blood. Jesus, hallelujah. And what can make
not the first part. The latter part is kind of, it messes up. But the first part, I like the first part. The power in the blood. Power in the blood of Jesus. That's power. Yes, it is. That's power. And the blood of Jesus. That's power. Thank the Lord for the power. It's better to have it come from me. Better have it come from Memphis, Tennessee after this storm in Memphis. My God. Woo! This ice storm was rough. Woo! Yes, Lord, but we made it through. Thank the Lord, we made it through. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God. I'm going to smile on this one.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now,
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile.
Yeah,
happy. But then you gotta have something happy then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. My. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Oh, Jesus, what have I done? What have I done? Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Let me see, let me see, let me see. I'm having tension to a different type of drug.
Tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
How it helped, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong.
Sunshine,
beyond the clouds,
over now,
heaven
I've been having technical difficulty, you all. Praise the Lord. I'm back on the air now. Thank the Lord. Now let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. Bless the people to tune in. Throw the real sickness in their body. Touch their body. Touch their body. Touch their body. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those tumors, dissolve tumors. Dissolve the tumors, Father, in their body. In their leg, in their back, in their arm. Oh, Father, in the stomach. In the name of Jesus. Come against prostate cancer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against those tumors everywhere. Any place they are. Dissolving, Father. Dissolving, take them away. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give peace to the mind. In the name of Jesus. Give peace to the mind. Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the financial problems, Father. In the name of Jesus. Do the supernatural miracle. Money miracle. And healing miracles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Bless, Lord. Bless. Yes. Let me see. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, I don't. Yeah, I'm talking about the elderly are to teach and train the young. I'm back on air. I've been having technical difficulty in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray tomorrow. Yes, no, tomorrow.
Won't you give your life today? Oh, please, don't just turn and walk away.
Tomorrow, tomorrow.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord. People with high blood pressure, they on dialysis. Come and just regulate the blood, creep out the blood, in the name of Jesus. They got heart problems. Regulate the heart, the beating, the heartbeat. Regulate the heartbeat, in the name of Jesus. 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 Bless, Lord, bless. Bless, Lord. Bless the people, Lord. On the sound of my voice, bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, touch. Touch, wherever they might be. Touch them. Touch them, Lord. You know the problem they are facing against. Way down the bow down head. Draw the tears from their eyes, Father. Name of Jesus. They're going through. People going through. They're going through, Lord. They're going through. In the name of Jesus, they are going through, Lord. Lord, but they have to go through with you, Lord. It's too hard for them to bear. The burden too hard. The burden too hard. In the name of Jesus, ease the burden, Lord. Take them through. Take them through. Take them through. In the name of Jesus, take them through. My Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. My Lord, you're going to have another sign, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all
their guilty.
Stay right there. Say it again. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Yeah. And as a sinner one day, I plunge beneath that flood. And I'm here to tell you, I lost all. They're guilty. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. He's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. On the day that Jesus was crucified, he was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all my sin away. He is the Son of the Living God.
Just trust and believe Him. To the saving power of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. Oh. Life is something. Life is not a bed of roses. That's for sure. Life is not a bed of roses. Yes, I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. My Lord, let us pray. Let us pray. I was off the air for a little while, but I'm back on the air right now. Had technical difficulty today. God bless the Lord. I'm back on the air. Praise the Lord. A few minutes, we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the people. Touch their hearts. Work out their problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm arraying in the name of Jesus. Touch their body. Touch their body. Touch their body, Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. They're in the nursing home. Be with them and the people. How they've been mistreated in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh, we got to call him, it's rough, my Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, save the Lord, set free, send finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. They're going to sleep, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and they need to wake. They need to be awoke. They need to be wide awake, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, touch it on the people. Hear anybody. Oh, they cut their arms. They falling down, Lord. Raise them up. Pick them up, Lord. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Help. Help, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless. They're going through, Lord. Oh, be with them, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Oh, yesterday. My Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yesterday, some of y'all have cried your last tear yesterday. Just rejoice in the Lord and give God the glory and the praise. And we just praise him more. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Something that is so stubborn, it's so hard. The enemy don't want you to praise the Lord. I want you to praise him. I want you to have a pity party all the time. Oh, God. Oh, touch these people hard. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power. In the name of Jesus, touch them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. They've been, some of them been faithful to the broadcast. They've been faithful, Lord. Oh, God. Help, help, help. Help, Jesus. Help, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Name of Jesus. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need you. Oh, God. We need you. We need you, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let these people to get their power back on, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch, 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 Lord. Save and deliver and set free, Lord. Touch the finance. Touch the finance, Lord. Touch the finance. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.